My dear brother and sister in Islam, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the story of Nuh alayhi salam and about his son, Innahu amalun ghayru salih? Read the verses I give you, because sometime today we want our children to be the way we want. You cannot. You cannot choose what you want. You try, you make an effort, and that's it. And don't forget, you're not an angel. You're not marrying an angel. You're not coming from a seed of angel or a good seed. And your wife is the same. We're just trying. We make tawbah. And we try to give guidance, but we cannot give guidance to no one. Anyway, please read these verses. And it's much especially in the last 47 and 48, number 47, 48. I want you to see when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He destroyed the time of Nuh alayhi salam. He destroyed the whole mankind except a few. The one who believe and live went to his Nuh alayhi salam. And he said something so beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A nation after you, we will make them enjoy for a little bit and we destroy them. Is this one not going on? One of the musibah today in the ummah, we acting like Fir'aun. We acting like we living and we never going to die. We acting like we living and we prepare our houses and decorate it like we'll be forever. This is a musibah. This is a musibah, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Be careful. What you decorating, wallahi, it will not benefit you. You want to decorate yourself? Decorate yourself with the quality belong to Allah. Decorate yourself with the obedience of Allah. Decorate yourself with dhikrullah. Decorate yourself with thanking Allah. Decorate yourself with loving Allah. Decorate yourself with salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Decorate yourself with elevate the name of Allah in earth. Decorate yourself with alleviating as in suffering of other. Decorate yourself with belief and trust and rely on Allah only. This how you decorate yourself. Not the house. Wallahi, the house, whatever you decorate, it will not benefit you. Will not benefit you. Dunya and akhirah. And remember Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, when he went to Syria, little bit after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, not too far. And he saw the people start little bit decorating the houses. What he said? He said, you decorated your houses and you corrupted your grave. And the companion used to decorate their grave and corrupted their houses. Because you know, they're not a resident. They're not forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have short hope, aiming high, decorate our grave, and may Allah make our grave a valley of Jannah, not the valley of Jahannam, wa la yazu billah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. This is one of the diseases of the ummah, long hope. Wa la yazu billah. May Allah protect us from long hope. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Read all these verses slowly. Try to comprehend it. And beg Allah why He share it with us. Why He share it with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.